We open the studio door and welcome in Shorty DeFazio, our sports memorabilia expert.
Hey,
Shorty.
What's going on, guys? Good to see you.
How are you?
Yeah, can I plug my store, my shop from the Northeast? It's called Hey, That's an Unusual Item.
Yeah.
And we sell whatnots and bric-a-bracs and all kinds of sports memorabilia up there.
Okay, up there in New York.
Hey,
huh?
Listen, well, it's in the Northeast. All so right. It's like if you go north and take a right, you'll get there. Eventually.
Okay,
but you gotta go far enough north
general.
Before you
okay.
take a right. All right. Hey, I understand you boys got induced into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we got induced.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
A great honor. Yeah, my cousin, he's in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Who's that?
Y'all wouldn't know him. He's in a different market up there in the Northeast. But if you're ever in Pennsylvania, go to the South Philly Radio Hall of Fame. Look for his name, Jimmy Amangel. He's in there.
That's your cousin.
He's in there.
Oh, we've heard of him.
He's been doing a radio program show up there for like 20 years.
Yeah, you kind of sound like him.
Well, I brought you guys some, what do you mean? We sound totally different.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just thought we've listened to their show before. I thought you sounded like him.
Awkward.
Anyway, I brought some interesting items from the Texas Radio that the Texas Radio Hall of Fame may want. I don't know if they want these or not, but I will sell them to them for a reasonable price.
All right.
Look at this here. This right here, this is Norm Hitchkiss's first microphone.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, it's basically a megaphone made from a prehistoric gourd. But that's how you used to have to broadcast back in the day.
Right.
$200 if anyone's interested in that.
Okay.
This here, this is the microphone that Lee Harvey Oswald talked into when he said that a reporter asked him that question in the hall. How much is that? I may be interested in that.
Yeah, Gordon.
It's too expensive for you. Yeah, it's a historic item, so that'll be going for $500.
Wow.
It was authenticated by David Ferry.
Yeah, they used to work together or something, didn't they?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. Why is he talking?
I don't know.
All right, and this one may be of interest to some ticket fans.
Okay.
This is a montage.
A what?
A what? A montage of Bob Sturm's longest interview questions. So in over 17 hours of audio, you will hear a countdown of Bob's top 20 guest questions that he's asked the whole time.
Okay.
That's $15. It's a digital copy. It's easy.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I can get
easy.
That to you.
You know, you could donate these to the museum.
Who here likes the Cowboys? Lots of people like
Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
Cowboys.
How about a pair of Dak Prescott's game-worn cleats, size 12, width triple E. He steps out of bounds a lot in these. That's $100.
Hey!
Mike McCarthy play sheet. On one side is the plays. On the other side is a build-your-own Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity. Who doesn't love the hop, huh? It's authenticated by Andy Reid and Chili Davis. All right. Ladies, listen up. If you are an Eagles fan and you are a V-haver, you're going to want this. It's an actual brand new, unopened signature Nick Sirianni douchebag. Yeah. Can't imagine a better face to be on the box for a douchebag. Hey, $20. Thank you, George, for the assist there.
Yeah.
Giving the cues there. All right. How about them World Series, huh?
How about them World Series?
Yeah. Everybody got a little of the Ranger fever around here,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Big congrats to the Texas Rangers. In my opinion, winning the World Series ain't nothing to be ashamed of.
That's right.
Ain't nothing to be ashamed of. That's why I got a few items here related to the Rangers. This is a Bruce Bochy saddle that he had on the horse that he flew out to Arizona so he could ride off into the night.
We've heard
to
of
have, a mo- have a moment of riverside reflection. You've heard of this story?
We've heard of this, yeah.
Oh, my God. This was authenticated by the great-grandson of Roy Rogers, $1,500.
Interesting. Okay.
The contents of Nate Lowe's recycling bin the morning after the parade. $2,000.
Whoa, that's a lot of beer cans.
A lot of aluminum.
Hey, $2,000 sounds like a lot of money, but you got to understand there's over $1,500 worth of recyclable aluminum and glass in there. So, yeah, and then how about this? Adolis Garcia's home plate home run watching lawn chair. I actually got the one.
Wow,
It's $500.
He admired that one.
$500. A flask of John Daniel's tears. $200.
Okay, I don't think he was crying.
And then look at this. A whole manual here. Look at that. That's a thick. Look at that manual.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, it's the Arlington Parade Planning Services Guide to How to Throw a Parade. I'm going to let this go for 50 cents. Anybody?
Oh, come on.
Anybody want
the best thing?
Nah, we're just having fun
here.
It's
fun. It's fun.
Congratulations to Arlington and the Rangers. Hey!
There he goes. Shorty DeFazio.